sure it was an organizational decision, but it was a tough one to see Callahan have to leave?
Well, definitely, because you go back and you look at some of the things that he put into it, earned his way onto the roster, and really performed well throughout preseason.
Are you nervous that he might not get back to you 24 hours from now?
We'll have to wait and see what happens. You know, obviously there's risk in that. We'll have to wait and see.
What is this week like, not knowing who you might have at running back and having one of the guys, obviously deal with a difficult time so he's not able to practice? How does that sort of shake out in terms of creating a game plan?
You know, really any other week, you kind of go into it and there's a plan in place. You know, as far as the guys, as far as overall preparation in the room, you always have to prepare like you're the starter, because at any moment, a guy can get injured or something negative can happen, and now you're put in a position where you have to jump in there and perform at a high level with no drop-off. So I think all of our guys prepare that way. So it's no different from going into it throughout the week. You have a plan in place, and then as we get closer to the game, things usually work out as far as when it comes to injuries and who's going to play and how we allocate the time.
Between Eddie and James, if only one of them is able to go this weekend, is that enough running backs for you as the coordinator to feel comfortable only having one true running back on the roster?
Well, without getting into the scheme, we have a plan in place as far as, who will be contributing this week.
Understand that it's not simple. I understand that it could be something different on every play. Mm-hmm. But how important is it to get the passing game to look like the passing game that we've seen for so long with a two-time NFL MVP and a bunch of weapons? How important is it, and why do you think it hasn't looked that way for a while?
Well, first and foremost, is very important, and a big part of it. It always goes back to number one, communication. Number two, being fundamentally sound, and then just outright executing. That's something that we've certainly are working to improve on, and I think we are moving in the right direction. We just got to be a little bit more consistent, and that's really what it boils down to.
Is it just a little bit more, do you think?
I think so. It's when you go back and you kind of break it out and look at, certain plays, we're just a little bit off.
Why do you think that is? It's a veteran group. You've had a...
Well, going back to, the fundamentals, communication at times. It's just little things, but we feel like we're moving in the right direction and we'll be productive.
Edgar, as a former running back yourself, did that bring kind of a smile to your face when you saw the Rutkowski play out for the 13-yard gain on that?
It did. To see, we always emphasize, Coach McCarthy has always emphasized covering the football and finishing. That's a big part of who we are and what we do. And to see the offensive line push that pile, you see Rip, with great balance, accelerating his feet on contact and continue to, finish moving forward. It did. It brought a tremendous smile to my face and everyone else's that was watching the game.
When you look at that line, just the way, obviously you've had JC and Lane in this program for a while now, but how they've kind of fit into that. Why do you think that's worked so far with them being jumping into this line and the success you guys have had?
I think, number one, they're good leaders. I think they do an excellent job in the classroom, in their overall preparation, but also taking it onto the practice field. I think they lead by example. And I think, you practice, the way you play. And I think those two guys are prime examples of that.
Edgar, as an old running back and as an offensive coordinator, what are you seeing from Eddie right now? How well is he playing? I know he's nicked up, but how well is he playing? And how different do you think your offense is when he's lathered up and running guys over and being physical?
Well, number one, I love his play style. Because we talk about it all the time as far as the ability to break tackles, and that's something that stands out when you talk about Eddie Lacy. He breaks a tremendous amount of tackles. He has tremendous balance, feet, and just the energy alone from his running style. So we're excited about that. We're excited to continue to improve, and that's always the goal, to get better each and every week. But you get him in there and get him going, but also keeping in mind, we'll take the approach to do what's necessary in order to win the game.
The screening game was really, really good last year and has been probably a lot of years. What do you think? I know it's only four games, but what do you think's misfiring there?
I don't think anything's misfiring there. I think we were a little bit off this past game, but it's certainly an area that we have been productive at, and we will continue to be productive in.